Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goltzer dictating an endoscopy report on Charles DeFelice, date of birth 9/7/1955, date of procedure November 10, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Goltzer, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Casey Lang. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare and cold biopsy polypectomy, cold biopsies and tattoo. Description of procedure: informed consent was obtained. Indications were Cologuard positive, personal history of colon polyps. Description and procedure: informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as a possibility of missing lesions, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient, period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedated as per anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care, period. A digital rectal exam was normal. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and complement of the folds, period. Careful examinations made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum, period. A retroflex view was obtained of the rectum, period. Bowel preparation was decent with a Boston bowel prep score of 6-2-2-2, period. Patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications, period. Withdrawal time was over 9 minutes. Findings: number one, there was a diminutive transverse colon polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was 3 diminutive cecal polyps that were removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive ascending colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a approximately 6 millimeter descending colon polyp that was removed with cold snare polypectomy, comma, unfortunately this was not retrieved. Next line, there was a polyp with a broad stalk noted at 50 centimeters from the anal verge, comma, due to difficulty with tortuosity and spasticity at this area, the polyp was unable to be removed. A tattoo was placed proximal to the polyp for identification. Upon withdrawing the scope, there was evidence of, go back to that polyp and mention that it's approximately 2 centimeters. The next statement was, upon withdrawing the scope, there was evidence of an approximately 3 centimeter mass. At 30 centimeters from the anal verge. This was biopsied extensively for pathology, period. This grossly appears malignant, but we will wait for the results of the biopsies for further evaluation. Next line, there was multiple sigmoid and rectal polyps that all appeared diminutive. 6 of them were biopsied to evaluate pathology with cold biopsy polypectomy. Period. Next line, plan. Number one, we have put a rush on the biopsies. Comma, we'll follow up biopsy pathology as soon as it is available. Next line, we'll likely need surgery and oncology on the case. Next line, we'll need CT abdomen pelvis and CT chest and CEA for further evaluation as well. Next line, all the above findings were discussed with the patient. The patient is aware, and we will call him with the results as soon as we have them. Next line, we'll keep follow-up as previously scheduled, comma, with findings, we'll likely have to have patient come in to the office next week as soon as pathology becomes available.